This is WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and two ensembles from the Berlin Philharmonic. Among the world's great orchestras, the Berlin Philharmonic has earned a reputation for excellence. Its recordings have set the standard, whether they were conducted by Herbert von Karajan, Claudio Abbado, or Simon Rattle. But while the conductor pulls it all together, it's not the conductor who makes the sound we hear on those recordings. That's the collective work of a group of the finest musicians anywhere. And when they're not playing large-scale works, the Berlin Philharmonic's musicians often get together for chamber music in a variety of small ensembles. We'll hear Boston concerts by two of those renowned groups today, the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet playing Mozart, Ligeti, and Nielsen, and the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin with string quartets by Haydn and Schumann. That's all coming up on WCRB in Concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston. I'm Alan McClellan. Welcome to WCRB in Concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and concerts by the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin and the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet. The Wind Quintet has been playing together for 29 years. It all started at a coffee house, as horn player Fergus McWilliam explained in a recent interview.
Walter Seifert, our clarinetist, is the one who was guilty. He first approached the other four of us, the original four. Henning Torg was our first bassoonist, back in 1988, to join him for a one-off coffee house concert. The idea was we'd get free beer if we went around after one of our philharmonic concerts just for a half hour and just jammed a little bit. And the chemistry was obviously apparent right there. Up until that point, we had not known each other. We sat near each other in the orchestra. We played together, but we didn't know each other yet. And through this one-off, very spontaneous and unprepared concert, we discovered we got along very well, but we also noticed there was musical chemistry happening, as did the audience, and there was a very high demand for us to return to the same coffee house a month later and do a full program, which was more than sold out. People were having to stand outside and all over the aisles, and we realized we might have something. And so we started in 1988. We've been going now for, do the math, it'll be 29 years this year.
That's horn player Fergus McWilliam, and if you hear Scottish in his accent, you wouldn't be wrong. McWilliam was born in Scotland. We met in a restaurant during the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet's recent visit to Boston. The history of chamber music playing by members of the Berlin Philharmonic stretches back to the orchestra's founding in 1882, and it is as rich as the history of the orchestra itself. But it's never been seen as a distraction from orchestral playing. Far from it.
It keeps our skills sharp and enhances and deepens the philosophy of the orchestra, which is that we see ourselves as a chamber orchestra or a chamber ensemble of large proportion. The chamber music skills which we practice, we take back with us to the large orchestra, and then informs the sound of the orchestra.
So chamber music is a regular part of life in the Berlin Philharmonic. I counted 35 different ensembles listed at the orchestra's webpage. Later we'll hear from another of these acclaimed groups, the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. But now let's listen to the Wind Quintet playing Mozart. This is an arrangement of a fantasy in F minor, originally for mechanical organ, kind of a musical clock. It's played by the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet at NEC's Jordan Hall in concert.
Thank you.
A Fantasy in F Minor by Mozart, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, flutist Michael Hassel, oboist Andreas Wittmann, clarinetist Walter Seyfarth, French horn player Fergus McWilliam, and bassoonist Marian Reinhardt. Marian Reinhardt is the only member who hasn't been with the group for its entire 29 years. She joined in 2009. The Philharmonia Quartet Berlin is another Berlin Philharmonic subset, a group of players who got together 32 years ago to form a string quartet. And they too came to Boston in 2017. I asked the quartet's second violinist, Christian Stadelmann, about the Berlin Philharmonic's chamber music tradition and the effect that chamber music playing has on the players themselves.
We love to play in the orchestra, of course, but we have time enough to form chamber music ensembles. And I think this is great for us, just to have a look over the normal horizon of an orchestra musician, and also very good for the orchestra itself, because it's like toothbrushing, teeth cleaning. As a string player, you play in the big group. Even as section leader, you have to fit into the sound of everybody. And in chamber music, you play for yourself, not as a soloist, but in a small group, and you hear yourself, and it's very good to have the control over what you are really doing, how you are forming your sound, how is the articulation, how is intonation. And it's, I think, every good orchestra should give opportunities to their members to make chamber music. Yeah.
That's Christian Stadelmann of the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. You can hear more from this conversation on our podcast, The Answered Question. Just subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast app, or find it at classicalwcrb.org. The Philharmonia Quartet Berlin began its Celebrity Series concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall with Haydn's 51st String Quartet. Let's hear it now, in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Haydn's 51st String Quartet. It's the fourth of the Opus 64 quartets, and that was the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. Violinists Daniel Stabrova and Christian Stadelmann, violist Neidhart Reza, and cellist Dietmar Schwalke, in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. We'll hear this group again playing Schumann's A minor String Quartet later in this program. I'm Alan McClellan, and you're listening to WCRB in concert with the Celebrity Series of Boston and two chamber music ensembles born out of the Berlin Philharmonic, the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin and the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet. The Wind Quintet had a tightly packed schedule during its visit to Boston, but I managed to meet up with horn player Fergus McWilliam over lunch at a downtown restaurant, and he was quite upbeat about the next piece on our program, Six Bagatelles, by a composer that some listeners think of as difficult to listen to, the avant-garde Hungarian George Ligeti.
Always a crowd pleaser, despite the name Ligeti. You know, people are a little bit off-put by the name. This is the modern music I have to listen to along, you know, the medicine I have to take along with the rest of the concert. It's going to be quite different. This is quite folksy music. And it comes from a period in the 1950s when he was being banned already in Hungary. He couldn't get his music performed. And so this is a very wonderful thing, and it's really fun to listen to.
Thank you.
In concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. That's the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet with Ligeti's Six Bagatelles. And that final bagatelle was censored by the Soviet authorities when the set was first performed just before the 1956 revolution in Hungary. The authorities thought it was too dangerous. I'm Alan McClellan, and we'll be back after a short break with more WCRB in concert, this week featuring two great ensembles of the Berlin Philharmonic, as presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. Music by Schumann and Nielsen after this.